This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We move on now to the Congress of the People just to get an understanding as to how they are approaching the question around coalition politics. Of course, they are also not strangers to coalition arrangements. We know that in the city of Johannesburg, they were involved. And they will be involved in other areas, even though they might have reduced seats in terms of they are showing. We will be joined by the Deputy President on the line, Willie Madisha, to take us through exactly how is it that they fared in these elections and whether or not we will see them featuring in some of the coalition talks. Ntate Madisha, a good morning to you and welcome to Power Talk.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Perhaps give us a sense of, you know, your performance in these last elections and whether or not they give you enough leverage to have serious coalition negotiations.
You know, I usually agree with the friend of mine. Unfortunately, I've never met him, who said that better few, but better. That is where COPE is, as a sequel to the local government elections of last week. What I must indicate from the outset is that COPE did not lose its membership altogether. Remember that few people, not even 20% of registered South Africans voted. Okay? The question is why? I will respond to that when you create space for me to respond. Secondly, in line with your question, although very few people voted, the question is, did COPE lose its support? Now, the answer is no.
Mm.
COPE did not lose its voters, its support altogether. The proof is that the number of people who voted for COPE of course, did go down, but by how many? It's only less than 200. I suppose you understand.
Yes.
You can hear that. Now, compared to 2019, when we went to the national government elections, only 200 actually went down today.
Yes, but Ntate Madisha, if we talk about the council seats that you had in 2016 versus now, we see quite a reduction in the number of seats that you have as a party.
That is exactly what I'm coming to. It may be as a sequel to death, when we analyze the leadership we checked, or secondly, what permeated the country as a result of the present government's horrendous failures, of course. Now, COPE, because of its honesty and discipline, stopped some of its candidates from contesting. Now, that after checking and assessing their honesty, their discipline, and the fact that they will not steal, like it has been happening with the present government people. Now, COPE has not lost. COPE has gained. And as you go on, I'm saying the number of people, if you have checked, that went down, the voters, it's only 200, not 2,000, but only 200 because of deaths, as we checked, and all what permeates the country, people. Yeah. Millions did not go and vote.
Okay, fair enough. Let's move on from that point, Ntate Madisha, and talk about, you know, the talks, coalition talks. Have you had any people knock on your door, especially if you consider a city like Tshwane, where you do have one seat, but, I mean, all seats probably do matter in trying to put together a coalition. Have you had any chats with different political parties?
Of course, very many of them have come to us to say, can we be with them in the coalition? But then I must indicate that to COPE, you know, the second fiddle does not a matter that is not there. A number of parties have come, and we are looking at that which they shall do when it comes to the service to the people, because servicing the people is the first. We can't take anything less than that. To us, or for us, service comes first, and not for the individuals to enjoy themselves with the blue lights, for example, that we see in Johannesburg. We want service and nothing. Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Madisha, let me take a short ad break, and I'll come back to you and get into those an understanding. Maybe which political parties are you conversing with, and what do you think is most likely to pan out in some of these municipalities where you have seats and might be part of some coalition arrangements? And just also a reflection on that 2016 coalition arrangement, where there was a global agreement signed by various parties, whether or not you think it was helpful in forming coalition government. 0861-987-000. We continue to take your calls. The Deputy President of the Congress of the People is on the line with us.
Power Talk on Power 98.7.
It is 18 minutes to the hour, 11 o'clock. We continue with our elections post-mortem. Deputy President of the Congress of the People, Willie Madisha, is my guest. 0861-987-000 is the dial. Please do, if you have a question for him. Dr. Madisha, in 2016, we saw different opposition parties signing a global agreement to govern the coalitions, to create a dispute mechanism, a framework as well in that agreement. Do you think that's the best way to go, or you will be thinking of a different arrangement as you have these discussions in 2021?
We have a team that the national leadership has come up with, consisting of the president of COBE, the deputy president, and the secretary for elections. And I want to say that they will be going to meet with whichever party will want to work with COBE, not to beg, but to listen to the approach and reason. What COBE says is that we will go there with our own reasons, our own manifesto, if I were to put it in that way, and say to the other parties, let's see what you have. And all the proper points that will take forward the people of our country will be looked into. There are no jobs, as you know. There is a lot of hunger. There's no service, no toilets, no water, all these kind of things. We shall be looking into. We have come up with a very clear program, and we will be able to say, in line with our manifesto, the tin houses that you have there, whether it's in Johannesburg or Tshwane or Ekurhuleni or any other municipalities throughout the country where we are represented. This is what we want to do. You, Party A, you, Party B, you, Party C, etc. How do we then combine ourselves or the points that we both have to take forward the service?
Absolutely. Service delivery being so important. In fact, I spoke also to your mayoral candidate in the city of Johannesburg, Colleen, and, saying that service delivery will be an important pursuit. Will you be looking at taking up any leadership roles in some of these, coalition agreements? We saw you take up a few roles between 2016 and 2019 in some of the municipalities.
Permit me, sir, as I respond to your question, to indicate that we are very happy that Colleen was elected there, just like we are with in Tshwane, Kwarela, in Ekurhuleni, in Zipokaliba. These are people with extreme levels of capabilities, I must say. And back to your question now, the issue of leadership. Yes, we will want to. So that if we are requested, so that we can take forward that which we believe has got to be taken forward. I have indicated that those are the points that I've mentioned. Don't play the second fiddle.
Mm.
And not just to say, let me go up and eat. We don't believe in that. Or let me go up and get the blue lights, like it has been happening or is happening in a number of other municipalities.
Yeah.
Leadership, like it has happened in the past, whether it is in the MMC, okay, you know, the cabinet of, if I were to say,
yeah,
in the municipality.
Yes.
Or the chairperson position in whatever municipality or any other position that will take us up to take forward or that which is needed in any municipality will, to us, be able to assist the people.
Absolutely, Mr. Madisha. We've also heard some political parties rule out certain organizations that they would not dare even enter into negotiations with. As the Congress of the People, are there any such organizations that you have ruled out?
We said, like I've said earlier, that the national leadership of COPE did sit last week. And we have agreed that, number one, the interactions with the other political parties will be driven from the center. By center, I'm referring to the national leadership, which then says that the provincial leadership or the municipality leadership will not go into those kind of negotiations. We'll do it. I've given you the people who have been appointed to do that, president, deputy president, secretary for elections, okay?
Yes.
Who shall be out there to handle that kind of thing. And therefore, back to your question, if other parties come to us, COPE, to say, come in, yes, they have. And like I'm talking, this morning, the leaders of COPE that I've mentioned will be going into a meeting to get some of the requests from other parties so that we then can be able to assess that. And remember what I've said, we are not simply rising on a daily basis to say, let's go and beg wherever. That we don't want beggars. That's why we don't want people to be in the streets to beg. We want people to work and eat.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Mr. Madisha, we will continue to check in with you and catch up as you continue the conversations with different political players, and we hope that at some point there will be an announcement made on how those agreements have gone.
I thank you very much. Remember what COPE says, the people come first and the voters come first.
Absolutely.
The ordinary people, the people who are poor, who have no houses, who live kamaharami kuku, vichikamuka, kichona chedi kampele. That is what COPE said.
Ralebuchandat.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Mr. Willie Madisha, Deputy President of the Congress of the People.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.